Yeah, that was fun. I'm looking forward to hearing that from you later. Hi, James from Ingvin. In this video, what I would like to do is help you work on vocabulary. I want to make it fun because when things are fun, you work harder and you learn more. In today's lesson, I'm going to teach you two ways to not only just remember vocabulary, but learn how to use vocabulary in a way that we use it and you'll really understand it. And heck, it's fun. You're just going to have fun doing it. I'm sure you will. All right, it's a little bit creative. So let's go to the board. Simple lesson. Here we go. Two ways to have fun with language. Not just language, but vocabulary. Ways that you may not be studying in class, we're going to do here today. The first one I want to talk to you about is fill in the gap. Huh? A gap means a space. There's a space between something. So here's my hands. In between my hands is a gap. Okay? You have a gap between your eyes. one eye, space. In this case, you see I've got this tree, space, chair. Now, fill in the gap doesn't mean just one word. It's a couple of ways you can do this. In this particular game, we're going to take two vocabulary words, tree, and take another one, chair. And they're kind of a little obvious to make it easy for you. But what I want you to do is one of two things. The first thing we can do is use X words. What I mean by that is you could say, I want to use five words and I want to go from tree to chair. Or I want to use three words from tree to chair or two. Huh? Well, okay. How do I get from tree? Okay. Tree. Cut. You cut the tree down, right? Lumber. Lumber you make into wood you can use. Let's see. Carpenter. Find a carpenter. Craft. Craft means make. And you're like, what? All these words. And then I can say furniture. Okay, furniture. Chair. So if I have a tree, I cut it down, I make it into lumber, I take it to a carpenter, he crafts it into a chair. Five words from A to B. So one game is tell yourself, I want to go from one word to another word. I want five words to get there. And you can challenge yourself. Maybe go from three words, right? Or make 10 words. You can use it to describe something. How many words you can use to describe a certain thing, right? I have this word and I want to go to this word. How many words does it take me to get there? What this does is it teaches you relationship between words, and it also can teach you nouns and verbs and how they function together. Or we say syntax, right? So start at A, say, I want to use five words to get there. This is a great word to do with a friend. You can say, okay, we're going to do tree and chair. You need to know five words that make sense to go from tree to chair and put a clock on for 5 minutes. You go and she goes, you write together and see what words you get. Compare. Why did you choose this? Why does this word? What does this word mean, right? So now you're not just writing words in a book and saying this word means this. What does it mean? How do I use it? How would other people use it? How would other people think, right? Yeah, see, that's fun by yourself or with a friend. Okay, listen, the second way to play this game is how many words to the answer? What? Well, we could pick up two random words. To like, I have chair, tree, and chair. We could have put chair and moon. Now the game gets a little bit more interesting, right? Chair and moon. How many words does it get me to go from chair to moon? Now you might say, that's impossible. They have nothing to do with each other. I could say, listen, the chair in my living room is a noun, sits, which is a verb, close to the big bay window where I can see the moon at night. How many words did it take me to get from chair to moon? So it's playing with words, being creative. Chair and moon have nothing to do with each other, but I use nouns and verbs to go from this place to this place and actually created a sentence as well. Now you can, as I said, make it more of a challenge. Do the same thing with a friend. How many words, just random words, how many words does it take? And you can time each other to see who gets there first. And the sentence must make sense. Cool? All right. Once again, you're going to learn syntax and meaning. You have to put the words in the right order. You can't just throw words in there. And when I say meaning, it has to have sense that it goes from here to here, that someone would understand it and, agree with it. That's one game. Second game I like a lot, and I'm going to embarrass myself in about 4 minutes, 2 minutes, whatever. I hope you like this one too. I like this one because what you do is if you're studying particular vocabulary, we have an Ingvid vocabulary about travel, the kitchen, the law, all sorts of ones you can go to. Go there, and there's usually about 10 words. Take those 10 words, okay? And then you're going to write a poem. Poem. Well, poems are, literary devices. They are types of, they are forms of writing that don't have to follow the normal ways of writing. In Japan, they have what's called a haiku. We have rhyming poetry, like, I can't think of anything off the right the top of my head, like Simple Simon, Metapaimon, no, that's a rhyme. But rhyme, words that go together, like time, rhyme, bime, you have to have all these words kind of go together, okay? So poetry, it could be to express a thought or an idea, but it doesn't have to be written as a specific paragraph, right? It can be, as I said, haiku is in Japanese poetry, rhyming poetry, sometimes abstract poetry. This is a fun one because in this one, you're going to write a poem, and you might not have done that in your current writing assignments. You're writing paragraphs for essays and things. But we want to show the connection with words. So what I want you to do is write a poem using 5 or maybe even 10 words. Try not to do more because you're learning how to write right now, okay? Use on vocabulary, one vocabulary word, because on is a preposition. One vocabulary word on each line. But have the poem's lines be connected by the ideas and the words, which means you can't just randomly write words and funny sentences. They've got to be connected. This shows your mastery of the language. And that's why I said this is a good one. It's fun, and you're showing your mastery. In this case, I've got rain, down, heaven, hard, thirst. Random words, right? Let me clear my throat. You didn't know it, but it's James's Beatnik Poetry Cafe. I'm about to give you some lines. Rain comes down hard from heaven, crashing into the ground, making the heart go soft, quenching the thirst of the earth, removing the dirt, revealing the hidden beauty. Thank you. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Okay. So I took these words, and if you notice, there's a very specific thing. This poem, I did the first line, one word. On the second line, I put 2 words. On the third line, I put 3 words. On the fourth and fifth, you can see these numbers. These were the words I used. Each of them makes sense in the poem. When you hear it, you're like, oh yeah, that makes sense. Heaven is above, rain comes down, right? Heaven above, yeah, hard. Well, when water hits the ground goes soft. And if you're thirsty, it means you need a drink. If the dry is ground, it's thirsty, so it wants water to drink, right? I'm showing you I understand the language enough to put these words together. Because I put 1 word, 2 words, 3 words, I also have to use other words I learned. So you can take this from a particular lesson, right? Because rain would be water and thirst. Probably a lesson on water, right? Yeah. You could do that for travel, you know? Sky, drawing me up into, see, I'm just making it up, but you get the point. You take them, you put them together, and even that last sentence, I'm like, that wasn't cool. I have to, don't want to look like a fool, so I'll have to retool, right? So if you're smiling, having fun, going, wow, I'm like, play with the language. You'll show that you understand it. You'll have a beautiful product that you can show another person saying, look at my English. And they may be impressed when you explain the rules you were following, like 1 word, 2 words, 3 words, and how you've learned to express yourself and have a deep understanding, right? So look, I hope you've enjoyed these 2 lessons. You can see I did, because I did a little poem for you using this exact lesson. E's smiling because he's like, wow, this is fun. I'm sure this was fun for you. Give it a try. Get out your vocabulary words or go watch another Ingvid lesson, right? And then take out some vocabulary words, because they do go together, and use them. Make a couple poems, have some fun with it, all right? Anyway, where are you going to find these words? Well, I want you to go to www.ing-vid-video.com, where you can play, have fun, and experiment, right? That's what it's about. And that's how you learn best. Anyway, once again, I always wanted to say thank you guys for watching the channel. Look forward to all your comments and the fact that you go and do those quizzes. And before I go, I really want you to subscribe. So somewhere around here, or even down here, there's a subscribe button. Okay, subscribe. And you get the newest stuff from myself and Ingvid, right? Have a good one. See you later. Remember, rain comes down hard.